مرحبا شباب ومرحبا يا صبايا، كيفكن؟ ان شاء الله بخير. شو عم تعملوا او شو عم تساووا؟ ان شاء الله مبسوطين. بتمنى لكم يوم حلو واسبوع مليء بالمفاجآت السارة والحلوة. بهاي الحلقة رايح احكي لكم عن الطرق يلي بتخليكم تحكوا اللغة العربية بشكل سريع. So in this episode, I'm going to tell you about three important strategies that will help you to speak Arabic very fast. Okay? I will speak in Arabic and English. So you can, you know, learn Arabic and at the same time learn some strategies to make your progress better in learning اللغة العربية. تمام؟ طيب خلينا نبلش. So the first tip, النصيحة الأولى. واحد, micro focus, التركيز بشكل دقيق. شو يعني micro focus؟ So I noticed, لاحظت إنه في كتير طلاب, many students, when they are learning a language, the first thing they do is that they want to just finish the book they are learning. So they open the first page, they read it, they understand it, and they move to the next step, and they want to learn how to conjugate, they understand conjugation, and they finish the book, and they still cannot speak Arabic, in spite of the fact that they understand everything. يعني على الرغم انه هن بيفهموا كل شيء. بس الشيء يلي ناقص, what is missing, is that they don't really pay attention on the difference between understanding and actually putting this into a practice. And to do this, you need to actually follow this concept of micro focus. So an example for this, let's say today you learned 10 new words and you learned how to conjugate two verbs, or you learned, you know, a page, you know, a paragraph. Rather than just, you know, learning it by just, you know, going through it for one time, you must not move to the next page or to the next verb or the next words until you make sure you are 100% 100% بتعرف كل كلمة. So 100% you know each word. 100% بتعرف كيف conjugate the verb. 100% فينك تقرأ الصفحة بشكل ممتاز. You can read the page, you know, comfortably. Not just like مرحبا أنا no. If you are, you know, if you feel, you know, you are in that situation where, okay, you can read, but there is so much, let's say, thinking and is a bit slow and you conjugate very slow, you must stop and concentrate on one thing and keep repeating that until you master it. Then you can move to the next page. I had many students who actually learned Arabic for 6 months and they still cannot speak Arabic fluently. But they know everything. They know the grammar, they know how to speak, but there always hesitation. They hesitate, which is it past, is it present? Where should I put the, you know, preposition, the noun, all of that. And the reason is that they did not, you know, mastered each rule 100%, 100%. So this is what you need to do. لازمك تركز بشكل دقيق ومش بشكل واسع. Like, you know, another example I will give you. Like, let's say you are, you know, a beginner and you are learning how to conjugate the verb, you know, بدي. So a lot of students, what they do, okay, I need to learn how to conjugate the verb in all pronouns. أنا, أنت, أنت, أنتو, هن, هو. Wrong. You are not in that stage. All you need to know at this stage is one thing. How to conjugate the verb in أنا, أنت, and أنت. So I, you, male and female, and that's all. And you master that. And that that's what I mean by micro focus. And then later, بعدين شوي شوي لما أنت أكتر مرتاحة, comfortable, وفينكن, you can make simple sentences with أنا, أنت, أنت, and your reading is better, then you can move a little bit further. One step, not too far. And yes, so if you apply this concept, you will start to notice that your progress in Arabic much faster, and you will have more confidence. يعني رح يكون عندك أكثر ثقة بالحكي وبالتعلم, ورح تتشجعي أكثر, and you will, be more encouraged to learn more. فهي هي الخطوة الأولى. This is النصيحة الأولى. The second advice, النصيحة الثانية هي focus on the differences, not on the similarities. يعني ركزوا على على الاختلافات مش على التشابهات. Again, people when they learn language, the first things they want to learn what is similar between their language and the other language they're learning. I don't think this is quite a useful approach, and the reason why is that you, when you're learning a new language, the first thing you need to know is what are the differences that people are using in this language that I don't have in my own language. يعني, an example for that, long vowels. The long vowels in Arabic does not exist in English language. So a lot of students, when they learn Arabic, like English speakers, they forget pronounce the long vowels properly. ومشان هيك ما حدا بيفهمون, ما حدا بيفهمك, no one will understand you. I will give you an example for that. يعني, to say Friday, جمعة, doesn't have a long vowels, has only short vowels. And university is jama. Has a long vowel and it means university. So now you have Friday, jumma, and jama. So you, as an English speaker, your mind are not able to comprehend this yet. Jumma, jama. This is why you need to focus on the differences. And the differences in Arabic language and say English is the long vowels. That's the first thing you need to pay attention while in everything you are learning. When you read, the first thing you have to do, where is the long vowel? And then exaggerate that. It's even strange to, let's say foreigners, when they have to say, like, jama, it's like it looks, you are making fun of somebody when you say, like if you said university, you see. This is why you need to immediately catch this and habituate your brain that it's okay. We use long vowels, exaggerate. Jama, marhaba, ruh, I go, you see, rah, I will. These tiny small differences, this is why you find it difficult to understand people, or people understand you. Tamam? So this is the nasiha al-tani. Focus on the differences, not on the similarities, and start with the long vowels and the short vowels in Arabic. Now, the last one, النصيحة الثالثة, هي لازم تركز على القراءة الفعالة. يعني you need to focus on active reading. This is very important for your pronunciations. If you want to have a better pronunciations, you need to read in an active way. شو يعني؟ يعني لما أنت تقرأ صفحة, don't just read it silently in your mind. You must read loud. لازم تقرأ بصوت عالي. هذا كتير مهم. Even, you know, a one sentence, one word, you must read this word loud and you must repeat it. You know, you must repeat this, this word must be repeated many times. This will give you more confidence in pronunciations when you are talking to people and helps you to memorize the word. And it's put the language into practicality. So when you are learning, لما أنت عم تتعلم اللغة العربية, دائما ألفظ الكلمة بصوت عالي. Pronounce the word loudly. You know, read the text loudly. And make sure you do that in every step throughout your learning. تمام. So let's summarize. خلينا نلخص شو حكينا اليوم. الخطوة الأولى يلي لازم تعملها هي microfocusing, التركيز بشكل دقيق. الخطوة الثانية هي التركيز على الاختلافات ومش على التشابهات, focusing on differences not on similarities. And finally, أخيرا, القراءة بصوت عالي, read loud when you reading a word or a text. You must hear yourself speaking this word or reading this text. And that's pretty much for today, guys. I hope you find these tips are useful. Let me know, try them, and you can leave a comment and let me know what. And finally, if you are interested in learning Arabic online, we have just finished a new platform called the Nasra Arabic Platform. This platform actually for those who wants to learn Arabic on their own, and it has all the levels from, you know, absolute beginners to most advanced. We have added as well the Media Arabic. So if you are interested in learning the news, you will find that in the platform. If you are also interested on, you know, transcripts, you know, watching TV shows with transcripts, plus recorded with my voice, in addition to the podcast you are listening, you're gonna find this there, and plenty others, audio lessons, video lessons, and exercises. I advise you to go and check it. I'm gonna leave the link below. You can try it for 1 month and let me know what you think. ومن تيه يا جماعة.